So take a few moments to resettle back in your being, coming back to the consciousness of your being, not just the limited physical 3D part of you, but the sense of you, the beauty of you, the you that is good and right and unique, not invaded by the toxic judgments of the world. And we're releasing those. All those toxic judgments that make us so wrong, they are, it's pollution from the outside. And it takes a little bit of time to release those, because those get embedded in our matrix and every aspect of our consciousness except for the purest. And we release those by softening and relaxing, reconnecting to our breath, reconnecting to the felt sense of the body. And so the felt sense means we're feeling ourselves from within, not from a displaced place outside of ourselves, looking at ourselves in judgment. We're coming back in and experiencing the beauty of your being from within without those external judgments operating on you. So you know what that feels like. You know that when you are feeling yourself from within, you're not caring about what you look like. You're not caring about what someone thinks. You're not caring about what you did or didn't do. There's this sense that you're okay in the felt sense from within. So we make that transition from the outer world of judgment and toxicity to the inner world of being present within. I want you to notice the difference, how the judgments come from outside, the felt sense when you truly feel your sense from within. The judgments aren't there. So maybe we need to move a little more deeply into this till you believe me and references. So let's come down to our seat and start feeling the movement of the consciousness down into the lower part of our body, coming out of the head or around the head. And sinking, spreading the consciousness, like pulling down a window shade. You're spreading the consciousness throughout your body, becoming aware of your inner sense from below the diaphragm, into the lower back, inviting the lower back to release. And there's a palpable difference between the type of thinking that you were doing before and the feeling and sensing you are doing now. One has some pressure in it, and the other releases the pressure. Let's invite the whole pelvis to soften and release. If you need to adjust your seated position, go ahead and do that. If you need to spread your legs out more, adjust your back, your neck, go ahead. While we relax, the body starts to find its more comfortable, natural position, and it's perfectly fine to adjust yourself. And you don't have to be sitting straight up in a rigid posture. It's a comfortable, at-ease posture. And I'm at ease, and I allow the energy to align my body. When I finally get in touch with that beautiful energy, it will raise up my chest, open up my diaphragm, reset my shoulders and neck, and the position of my head on my shoulders. And then I'm being held up by the energy, and the circuits are all open, and the channels are flowing, and my body is integrating in a multidimensional way. So you don't have to hold yourself in any way. Might just start to feel some tingling in your fingers. Your heart can start coming alive. A little more light and feeling of lightness can start coming into your being. And as that lower back softens and releases, and the muscles, you know, spiral through our body. There's a few muscles that are actually straight, but most of them spin and spiral through the body. And so it feels like as you relax, you begin to unwind. So the hips start to unwind, and if they were rotating forward or backwards or up or down, they start to balance out, which then reflects itself in the spine and the tailbone. And it's like the foundation for your body starts to get straightened out at the base so that the upper part of your body rises beautifully and in alignment with the base. Just like in a building, the base of the building has to be set straight in order for anything that's built on top of it to be square and aligned and sturdy. So we're taking some time here to make sure we're in very nice alignment. And actually, it's very interesting. There's a tendency to want to skip over this part whenever we meditate. This is the most important part. When you set the foundation for your meditation through this type of relaxation, you'll just flow right into the expansion and into the light. But there's a tendency to believe that this is beginner stuff. But I can tell you from my own experience, I do not skip this part. This is the most important part of the meditation. I feel the navel area and the belly softening, but aligning. Feel the diaphragm and the organs settling in with some spaciousness and aliveness. And you're not judging, you're sensing and feeling and following that sensing and feeling. You're not following what your mind is telling you to do, you're following the sensing and feeling. Beautiful. And after a little bit of relaxation and aligning, a little more ease starts to come over us, a little more lightness, a sense of coherence, like we're forming this bubble, and spaciousness that is starting to come into harmony. And it's a gradual process. And we have to allow the process to happen on multiple levels. So it's happening in your physical body, it's happening in the mental and the emotional and the light body and the energetic body. And then we'll invite the tailbone to soften and release. If it's been tilted a little to the right, to the left, curled up or pulled back, we're going to invite that to soften and get some fluidity into the energy around that tailbone. Ideally, it's almost like a seahorse's tail that gently curls and arches and then opens and flows backwards. And there's actually a very gentle pulsation of energy that is part of the kundalini and part of the cerebral spinal fluid that is being pumped by that tailbone. And so we have this connection between consciousness and body that occurs at the tailbone, where the cerebral spinal fluid, the spinal nerves, the acupuncture meridians, and the tailbone and the kundalini all start working in harmony and multidimensionally. So there's a gracefulness, a beautiful matrix that comes into harmony here. And this is what causes the feeling of upliftment in the upper body. That's this combination of the energy with the cerebral spinal fluid. And some of you have experienced it in cranial sacral work or muscle release work, polarity work, any of the energetic modalities all attend to this. And you can reference your sit bones as well as the energy. It's all part of a flow. And then we come down through the thighs, allowing them to become one with the chair. Through the knees to the calf muscles, inviting the calf muscles to soften, become open, free of any tension, any holding. Again, it's a felt sense, your sense of being. And if you happen to notice anything more energetically, or you move into even internal viewing of your own body, that's great, wonderful. It's part of the deepening. This is one of the ways of getting into internal viewing. And then we come down to the ankles and the feet and the center on the soles of each foot. And allow those to activate, connecting with the energy that goes down into the earth. And it spirals down into the earth, allowing it to go as far as it wants to go. Don't stop it short. It can go beyond the sense of the earth into a pure energetic sense. And as we sense this, we begin to sense our wholeness. And we may feel it as energy rising and flowing up through us and down through us. Or we may just have a general sense of wholeness and light and peace starting to grow within. If there's any tension, allow it to release through the fingers, the heart, the belly, the feet, the calf muscles, the back of the neck, top of the head. If your forehead is feeling tension because the third eye is activating, invite that to open and soften. And the third eye energy can spread around the whole entire head. And it looks like the energy, the light of the Statue of Liberty, where she has beams going out around her whole head as if it's a headband with beams coming out around it. And it forms a total consciousness rather than a beam that goes out from the center of the forehead. Working with that beam that goes out through the center of the forehead takes a lot of finesse and wisdom. That's one way of doing healing and working with the dimensions. But first, you want to be able to feel the third eye as a field of consciousness. And sometimes we get these headaches when we're meditating because there's too much pressure in the head. So we're going to allow that to just open up as if there's beams coming out of your entire head, like your whole head is lit up, and take the pressure off of one area in the head. That pineal gland is radiating in all directions. Allow it to soften and align your cranial bones, your jaw, your ears, your eyes, your nose, the senses. Allow it to bring light to the senses and the structures of the skull. Now, the reason we have to do this is because as the energies get more intense, brighter, more deeper in love, the head is an area that really gets scrunched up in our culture. And the way we think and the way we use our brain causes the cranial bones to get misaligned and the structures of the face to go into these cockeyed and mismatched alignments. The teeth go out. And so what we're doing here is allowing for a rebalancing of the whole cranial area so that the energies can flow more freely and more potently. And you may feel your crown chakra lit up too. And you may feel releases going on through the crown while your base is nice and solid. As these energies begin to flow and the structures of the body are no longer a hindrance, there's this light and frequency that becomes part of our whole nature. We're no longer defined by a solid body, but the body begins to be energy. Now you can tell we're not leaving the body. The energy is flowing out through the crown, it's flowing down through the feet, it's flowing through your hands, through your heart, through your belly, through all the chakras, and we're still here. That's what's really important. If we leave the body during the meditation, we won't be able to have the point of reference to bring these energies into the embodied state. That's what we're practicing here. And it's learning how to be with yourself in a beautiful way, which counteracts all the toxicity that we encounter from judgment. You're learning how to be embodied and be consciousness. And be light and flow. And you can still feel your fingertips. You can still feel your toes. We haven't erased the body from the equation. I'll be quiet a moment so we can integrate here and feel. And now there is a beautiful aspect of your consciousness that begins taking you more deeply into yourself. It's a deeper removal of inner tension or limitation to the light that is much more subtle and nuanced. Now, for me, I always imagine it as this beautiful being healing me and removing any restrictions. But that's me anthropomorphizing this energy. But it is it's the beauty aspect of our consciousness. This energy is making us beautiful. Removing, cleansing any part of us that doesn't feel beautiful. And along with beautiful comes deserving. Deserving of love. And the sense of beauty is not the same as the external physical beauty. It's an internal sense of the beauty and harmony and coherence within your being. And when you feel that beauty, your heart opens up to receive even greater beauty in the aspect of love. And love becomes something that you receive from within that begins to flow through you the same way beauty, the sense of beauty, flows through you. And as the sense of love flows through you, it removes even more limitation, more toxicity. And makes you more lovely. So we come into the flow of these energies and they open our consciousness through a harmonic that is very natural to our being. And if you feel any constriction or kind of shying away from the opening and the being made more lovely, it's okay. Just soften and release and relax back in. If you need to move your arms, your legs, or your body to adjust for these energies, go ahead. And you don't have to do anything with these energies. You don't have to radiate them to anyone. You don't have to radiate them within. They are already becoming you. And you are becoming the essence of beauty and love. And the hum of the harmony is starting to fill the whole aura, tuning your being to this greater reality. And again, you can still feel your diaphragm with the breath. You can still feel your fingertips. You can still feel your toes. And you can experience the embodiment of what the Sufis call love, harmony, and beauty. I'll pause for some silence. So if you have time to stay with the meditation any longer than this, the frequencies will keep drawing you into a deeper and deeper state. If this is all the time you have, then come back to yourself and express your gratitude. Mother Earth, Father Sun, the nature beings, the spirit of the water, the fire, the air, the ether, the greater living intelligence that we are part of. And come back to your feet and seat and your sense more of your body. Allow the physical sense of your being to start to come forward more. And if you feel totally at rest and at peace, like you can't move, that's fine. Just stay there and in a few minutes you'll shift. And take a few deeper breaths. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Say hi to the world. To yourself. Feel the beauty of your being, the loveliness of your being. Beautiful. So this is a meditation we'll add to the 30-day practice. And this will help cultivate a deeper state within your being and a sense of knowing that you are the embodiment of love, that you are lovely, that you are loved, that the toxicity of the judgment of the world doesn't have to enter this inner space. We're not pretending it doesn't exist. We're fortifying something that's been neglected. We're creating a new balance. And it's very embodied and very real.